I just want to acknowledge Pastor Dawkins, Sister Dawkins. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sylvia Bramwell, and I will be praying for a revival of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in our midst in an unprecedented way. Let us pray. Lord, you sent your Holy Spirit to your followers after you left earth to be your comforter, or divine paraclete, and to empower us to be witnesses right here on earth. Some don't know about the Holy Spirit. Some don't even believe that the Holy Spirit is moving in such ways in these days and times. And some have taken you for granted. So Lord, I pray that you would move upon your people and cause them to hunger and thirst after righteousness so that they will be filled. Lord, you promised that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man the things that you have prepared for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will come upon us once again and manifest in all nine giftings of the Holy Spirit in a new and fresh way. Lord, you said in the last days you would pour out your Spirit upon all mankind, that your sons and daughters would prophesy, and your young men would see vision, and the old men would dream dreams. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will come upon all your servants, men and women alike, and they shall prophesy. Lord, prepare us for this new wave of the Holy Spirit. Now, according to Malachi 3, verse 2, help us, Lord, because who can endure the day of your coming? And who can stand when you appear? Lord, I pray that you will be like the refiner's fire and the launderer's soap that would cleanse us and purify us in the private, secret areas of our lives, that you would purify the sons of Levi, who are actually the spiritual leaders, and refine them like gold and silver. They will be able to present offerings unto the Lord in righteousness. Lord, I pray that from the innermost parts of our being will flow rivers of living water, rivers of love, rivers of compassion, rivers of mercy, rivers of humility, rivers of the very nature of God Almighty Himself. Make us clean and righteous vessels to receive this new wave of the move of your Holy Spirit, so that your people will speak in unknown tongues for the edification of themselves. Father God Almighty, for the interpretation of such tongues, so that the entire church would benefit. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that we will foretell and forthtell the word of God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will move again in an unprecedented way to manifest in words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and be able to distinguish between evil, impure spirit and clean, pure spirits, so that we will not be deceived. Lord, many are looking to politicians for answers and solutions. Many are looking to scientists for answers and solutions, when your representatives are right here on earth, curtailed and muzzled. Move, O God Almighty, with a fresh endowment of faith, the gift of faith. Move, O God Almighty, with the ability to heal sicknesses and diseases and perform miracles. Hear us, O God Almighty, mighty, for your name's sake, and so that we will be witnesses of the power and the presence of Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.